Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to ECCR Live. My name's Keith. I'm the producer of the show, and this is presented by ElectronicCigaretteConsumerReviews.com.
We have another story about electronic cigarette exploding. This is coming out of Southern California. It's seems to be a regular occurrence, according to the mainstream media. This is coming in Channel 4 in Southern California. There is a video there that you can watch. But I'm not going to, you know, torture you guys through making you watch a mainstream media video about the report. But it's still, it wasn't too biased. I'll be honest here. It wasn't too biased of an article by the mainstream media. It is bringing up the fact that this electronic cigarette exploded. It lodged itself in a ceiling. That's a big deal. So what's going on here? What is the problem that we're seeing? Well, there seems to be a lot of modification going on in the electronic cigarette industry. Mainly those that have moved on from manufactured products and start building their own. And that seems to be what the case is here. This guy built his own electronic cigarette and it exploded. Now we're going to read a little bit of the story. A man told emergency services he was injured when a modified electronic cigarette he was smoking blew up in his hand during the early morning hours of Tuesday. "As I was taking a second drag, it made a noise," Chris said, who did not want to use his last name. "Within a couple of seconds of it making a noise, I pulled it away from my lips, and that's when it exploded. His face and hands were burned. One of his hands required 2 stitches. Small fires also started after the 1 a.m. explosion in his bedroom of his apartment at the 100 block of East MacArthur Boulevard in Santa Ana. I'm freaking out. I just had an electronic cigarette blow up in my hand. It's stuck in the wall. It caught fire. It blew up in my face," he told the 911 dispatcher. Now, it's proof. The thing exploded. You can see the pictures. It is actually lodged into the wall. I'm not going to, you know, play the video here, but this is, you know, what's left of the electronic cigarette right there. Not much left. What was he doing? He was, in this story, it says, you know, he was modifying electronic cigarette. It came from multiple manufacturers. Different mismatched parts. Now, when you buy an electronic cigarette, it comes, like this one here, everything was made by the same company to work. And if it wasn't made by the same company, there's a company that made this, that made sure that all the parts go together. You're not seeing this with modifieds. It's a real danger. When you're taking different parts and you're putting them together, you have to be right on, because a little ohms here, a little ma there, you know, mismatch your voltage and kaboom. Now, you don't want to charge your electronic cigarette with a charger of another electronic cigarette. You want to use the charger specified for your electronic cigarette. You also don't want to do it. Let me just go here. All right, iPhones exploding. Yeah, right, iPhones exploding. This is kind of a big deal. iPhones are exploding all across the world, and the mainstream media is not, you know, in a flurry to have you scared for using your iPhone. Just go to Google and type in the search results. 8.9 million search result for Apple products exploding. This seems like a huge epidemic. But it's really not an epidemic. What it is carelessness. And this is what we were talking about the other day. And I found this article here in Digital Trends, which I think is a helpful article, because unlike that news report, how to avoid joining these other people, you know, that are having their iPhones explode. It gives you 3 main reasons that causes lithium ion batteries in an iPhone, which is the same battery I have in my electronic cigarette, from exploding. Overheating, overcharging. Who would have thought? Overcharging an electronic cigarette. Applying large amounts of pressure to the device. So these are 3 things. I would also like to add the mismatching parts. So drawing too much energy from your battery, or drawing too little energy from your battery. Ladies and gentlemen, use some common sense when it comes to electronic cigarettes. That's all I can tell you. Use some common sense. Use manufacturer parts that go with the parts. Don't mismatch different manufacturers. Keep it universal. Thank you for joining us today, and vape on. I'm going to go to the hospital.